They were telling me to give it to him, if I could figure out the riddle. They thought it was well enough, as they said, when I gave it to Tamorian. Perhaps they were sure he'd draw it in time.
Well, my lord? Pox persisted.
All right, all right. Aliam sighed heavily. Estel, what do you have? I know you know things about him he never told me.
Estel ran her hands through her hair and began. He came to us, Poxenorian, nearly 40 years ago. I can look it up in the rolls, but Cal was a baby just starting to walk strongly. That would be, let me think, 38 years, last fall.
One of the woodsmen brought him in, said Aliam. Found him wandering in the forest. I was butchering that day. Anyway, he said he wanted to work, and it was snowing and all.
Aliam rubbed his nose.
He was a skinny, dirty, red-haired rat to look at, all bones and rags. Said he'd come ashore earlier that year on the coast, at Banalith. He couldn't say what ship, and had worked his way inland, but no one wanted him through the winter. That's common enough.
Pox did not say that she knew it. She waited for him to go on, but he nodded to Estel.
It wasn't long, said Estel, before we had him into the hall. What I noticed was his neat-handed way at the table. Most boys that age, that size, they knock things over, trip on their own feet. He didn't. I thought he'd make a fine page. We were out of the way and young to get fosterlings.
And he was scared. If we have to have it all out, Estel, you can't deny that. The first night at my table, the lad takes amiss something, I said, and shrinks back like he thought I'd beat him.
Aliam gave her a challenging look. Estel colored. Then she met Pox's eyes.
He did, Poxenorian. I don't recall what Aliam said, but Ciri flinched from him. I knew that would make Aliam angry. He's never mistreated servants, and to have the boy act like that before strangers.
From Arrhenius, Aliam broke in, guildsman, that turned into my first contract.
Anyway, I took him out and spoke to him. That's when I found he'd been in a hall before somewhere else. He thought. She looked at Aliam, as if afraid to say it, but he nodded.
He thought, she went on with difficulty, that Aliam had meant him to sleep with one of the guests as a.
I understand, said Pox.
Estel nodded.
I don't know any polite word, she said quietly. Anyway, I told him no. And that nothing like that happened here, or would happen to him with us, and he seemed to come alive inside. Then I saw the scars on his head, and later the others he carried.
I knew about that, said Aliam. He told me much later. That time in Arrhenius, some of it, anyway.
Well, he came to the house then as a page, and we thought he was about 14, old enough to start learning weaponry. At first we thought it wouldn't work.
I thought he was a hopeless coward, said Aliam frankly. Couldn't have been more wrong. He didn't understand at first that he was allowed to hit back. Once he realized, nothing could keep him from it. He had no fear at all, as long as he could fight back.
And he took in knowledge as a plant drinks water, said Estel, and grew. Keeping that boy in clothes was a loom's work in itself, and loyal. He would do anything for Aliam or me, mind the children even. Which the other squires hated. Cal loved him, they all did.
Anything but learn to think.